Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Asha Menon. Today is Tuesday, the 30th of May. Here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open marginally lower on Tuesday as SGX Nifty indicates a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 5.5 points after opening the session at 18,689. SGX Futures touched a high of 18,737 in early trade on May 30th. BSE Sensex gained 344 points to close at 62,846 on Monday, while Nifty 50 closed 99 points higher at 18,598. Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,143 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. As pivot charts indicate, Nifty may get support at 18,584, followed by 18,570 and 18,547. If the index advances, 18,630 would be the key resistance level to watch out for, followed by 18,644 and 18,667. US markets. Stock futures rose Monday night after the Biden administration and Republican lawmakers reached a tentative deal on raising the US debt ceiling. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average added 72 points, or 0.2%, while S&P 500 futures gained 0.3%. NASDAQ 100 futures climbed 0.5%. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement to raise a debt ceiling and avoid a default over the weekend. U.S. Congress is set to vote on the legislation as early as Wednesday. Both Republican and Democratic support is needed for the bill agreement to pass. European markets. European stock markets were mixed on Monday. Germany's DAX and France's CAC 40 shed early gains to close down 0.2%, while the Stoxx 600 closed 0.1% lower. Sectors ended the reduced trading day mostly close to the flat line. Tech stocks fell 0.7%. Oil and gas stocks were among those closing marginally higher, up 0.2%. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed on Tuesday with a vote looming ahead on the tentative US debt ceiling deal. In Japan, Nikkei 225 opened 0.36% higher, but TOPIX inched down 0.18% as the country saw its unemployment rate come down slightly. The country's unemployment rate came down to 2.6% in April from 2.8% in March. South Korea's Kospi returned from a public holiday and saw a strong start, moving up 0.92%. South Korea's KOSDAQ saw a gain of 0.65%. In Australia, S&P ASX 200 opened close to the flat line. Hong Kong stocks, meanwhile, are set to touch new lows for the year. Hang Seng Index futures is at 18,522, headed to mark a fifth straight session of losses. The HSI last closed at 18,551.11 on Monday. With $3.31 trillion valuation, India claims fifth spot in global stock market rally. Following a broad-based rally in local equities, India has reclaimed its position as the world's fifth largest market. This comes after briefly losing the spot to France in January. The positive performance of the Indian stock market contributed to this resurgence in ranking. The local equity markets in India have been rallying since March 28, with continued buying from foreign investors and improving macroeconomic conditions in the country. Sensex and Nifty jumped nearly 10%, while BSE Midcap and Small Cap climbed nearly 15%. BSE BankEx has climbed nearly 13%. IRCTC Q4 results. Net profit rises 30% year-on-year to 279 crore rupees. Final dividend declared. IRCTC on May 29 reported 30.4% year-on-year rise in standalone net profit at 279 crore rupees for the quarter ended March. The tourism and ticketing arm of the Indian Railways had posted a net profit of 214 crore rupees in the year-ago period. The company's revenue from operations increased 39.6% to 965 crore rupees for the quarter under review, as against 691 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. Oil prices. Oil prices rose on Monday after US leaders reached a tentative debt ceiling deal, possibly averting a default in the world's largest economy and oil consumer. Although concerns about further interest rate hikes capped gains in oil prices. Brent crude futures climbed 66 cents or 0.9% to $77.61 a barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was at $73.42 a barrel, up 75 cents or 1%. Dollar. The dollar index traded 0.05% higher in futures at 104.26, whereas the value of $1 hovered near 82.62 rupees. Gold. Gold prices edged lower on Monday. The sentiment was driven by the tentative debt ceiling deal, which was sealed over the weekend, coupled with jitters around higher for longer interest rates. Spot gold was down 0.1% at $1,944.09 per ounce, hovering near two-month lows hit on Friday. U.S. gold futures were listless at $1,943.30 per ounce. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors or FIIs bought shares worth 1,758.16 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors or DIIs bought shares worth 853.57 crore rupees on May 29. That's all from us today. Have a great trading day.